two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, man. I always feel a little worse when I hear morning said in that tone.
In the afternoon?
Yeah, in the late evening.
Yeah, well, there is a story behind that. It's a music story. Should we tell the story?
Sure. I'd like to hear it from your perspective.
Well, I've only heard it secondhand. Well, you have too, I suppose.
What do you mean? From who?
Loopy? Or were you a present?
No, it was said to me.
Oh, said, okay, whatever. Then you tell the story.
All right, well, is it too red hot?
I don't know.
Surely not. It's behind a paywall. And anyone that would get upset by it doesn't subscribe.
Yeah, surely.
But the people that would be excited by it do.
Yeah.
So we were, I'm going to say in Perth, maybe? Brisbane?
Sure.
Yeah, Perth, the Brisbane of the West.
Yeah.
And I was asleep in a hotel, and we would book hotels with multiple rooms in them, you know, like three bedroom apartment yeah. type hotel rooms or
Adenas
whatever.
Adenas and Mantras and this kind of gear.
Your service department.
Service department.
Yeah.
We weren't like 5-star hotel boys.
No, not suites.
No.
Service departments. Oh, no.
Oh, my coffee. Right, that's fine. Should we put that chat at the end as a bonus?
Yeah.
So Kaz, we had a good chat with her just about, you know, what's going on in life. And if you want to hear that, stick around to the end where we have a chat with Kaz that you can probably barely hear because she wasn't talking into a microphone.
She was just standing at the door chatting.
Service departments is typically what we stay in.
Yeah. And
tick a lot of boxes.
Yes. And one morning after a show or a one day Sundays or some party or whatever, and this was in the days where members of the group were, you know, young and single and free and desired and desirable and, you know, all these things.
Yes.
And I'm asleep alone in my room, as I should be, with the blinds down, trying to recuperate after a great night.
Of entertainment.
Of entertaining.
Entertaining.
Yes.
The hardest job in the world.
Yep. You're all having fun while I'm here working. It's pitch black in the room. I'm asleep. The door flings open. Light pours in.
Penetrates.
Like a dam has broken. A dam of light.
Yeah. In a bad way.
That's what I call doors.
Violence.
Light dams. Violent light dam.
Door is a light dam.
And the levee broke. The dam overflowed.
Yeah.
Due to this one eco-terrorist who broke the dam, a woman whose name I do not recall, who had spent the night in our sanctuary, in one of the bedrooms in the service department, and was very excited to see me, had apparently asked whoever she'd stayed the night with, what room is Dixie in? I'll go wake him up. Opened the door and went, morning. And fuck me if that wasn't the worst possible way to be woken up by some half stranger who's, you know, just barged into your room. But it became, a motto of sorts, the way that we would say good morning to each other. Now some 10 years down the line.
I mean, I don't even like associate it with the original act at all.
No, it's so far gone.
It's so far gone. It's just how we say good morning.
Yeah, it's just, morning.
Morning.
And it all came from this woman. Water torture, but with light. What would you call that? Waking me up. Yeah. Anyway, that's where that comes from.
There you go.
How's your week been? Subscribe now at patreon.com/themeetingtree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.